welcome to Dailyish for Friday, May 15th. It's currently 10 degrees outside, but this is not a weather podcast, of course. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by A Small Orange, if you so choose to, anyways. If you want some web hosting, visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/93 and go sign up for some awesome web hosting with A Small Orange. I'm hearing a phantom sound. There's a... Oh. Somebody's trying to print. Just a second. Okay. I should probably edit that out, but maybe I won't. Someone's just trying to print in our wireless printer. And the paper tray wasn't in, so it couldn't print. And so in a few seconds, there'll be a knock on the door, probably. Somebody looking for a piece of paper. It's the time of year when bills and everything seems to crash down around us. When property tax is due, income tax was due, is due, done. That one's gone. License for our vehicle, our van, minivan, not a full-size van, just a minivan, is due. The utility statement is due. Bills just pile up, you know how it is. But this time of year especially, it feels like it's like, oh, it's spring, it's good, yay, happy spring, but then all the things start crashing down. So extra stress and tension in running your own business and not knowing for sure that next month we'll have the money to pay that massive property tax bill or whatever is a bit of a stress. But yeah, that's all I have to say about that. The smart thing to do and what I used to do and financially is to just set aside each month, like take the amount you owe for, say, property tax or your license. Take the amount you owe, divide that by 12, and put that under a mattress each month or invest it or whatever. But do that, and then when the bill comes, you just go to your mattress or your savings account and you pull the cash out because it's there and you pay it and away you go. What happened when we started running our own business is before when we were double income or single income with kids, double income, no kids are called dinks, right? Single income with kids is called exhausted. But we would just, each month the money would come out automatically, go into a savings account or a investment thing and maybe make a couple bucks of interest. But basically the most important part is that the money is being set aside rather than spent. When we started running our own business, it came a little harder because some months you just need every single dollar and it isn't there to set aside maybe. But you still should, but we haven't. And so that's where it's completely self-inflicted stress because obviously it was our choice to start a business for one, give up the quote-unquote security of a regular salary, but then also to not still set aside that money. So this year, going forward, I'm going to find a place under a mattress somewhere where the vacuum can't reach and start putting aside some money. But that doesn't help me pay it this month or next month. June? Yeah, next month. Say, Livy. That's life. Each time this comes around, we seem to find a way to make it work. The podcast idea yesterday of bringing on a guest for Dailyish. So far, I got a response already from somebody, from Bobby. You got your email back, and that's awesome. So looking forward to chatting with you. And like I said yesterday, Calendly.com/iChris/Dailyish. Link is in the show notes at goodstuff.fm/Dailyish/93 to come be a guest on Dailyish. We'll chat for 5-10 minutes and then that's it. You don't have to ever appear on a podcast again, but we'll just chat about what's going on in your world. Maybe you have some advice for me. Maybe you have some suggestions for new theme music, ideas for the 100th episode coming up here. Who knows? All right. I'm going to go now. Go work. Got to make some money to pay off all those bills. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.